In 2022, the city of Prince George rehabilitated 3,095 meters of sidewalks, roughly 2% of the city's total sidewalk network, City Council heard on Monday. In a report to City Council, City Director of Civic Operations Blake McIntosh said the city's most recent pedestrian network study found that 44% of the city's sidewalks are in fair to poor condition. That assessment was conducted 7 years ago, he told Council. We still have a long way to go, to get to where we need to be, Caun. Ron Palillo said. This is good work and we need to continue to invest, as we heard loud and clear from the citizens of Prince George, this money into roads and sidewalks. In 2022, City Council increased the annual sidewalk rehabilitation budget to $1.25 million, up from $700,000 in 2021. Only being able to do 2% of the sidewalk network per year is not a lot, Caun. Corey Ramsey said. However, Ramsey added, she understands to repair more sidewalks each year would mean an additional burden on the taxpayers. In addition to the $1.25 million for sidewalk rehabilitation, City Council earmarked $400,000 in the 2022 budget for new sidewalks. That resulted in the construction of 633 meters of new sidewalks in three locations: Carey Street from Fifth Avenue to Rainbow Drive, Wilson Crescent from Upland Street to Perry Park, and Baker Road from Foster Road to Calhoun Crescent. For new sidewalks, the program closes gaps in the pedestrian network, McIntosh said. Caun. Tim Bennett said the sidewalk near his office was rehabilitated and the photos don't do it justice. The old sidewalk surface was in very poor shape and the repairs have significantly improved the use of the sidewalk, he added. Bennett said the city's Standing Committee on Finance and Audit heard about the increase in costs in labor and cement and asphalt, which will increase costs significantly for next year. The city is projecting a 7.22% property tax increase will be needed to maintain services at existing levels. Those are pretty staggering increases in the year ahead, Caun. Garth Frizzle added. The city is always open to new technologies or partnering with other levels of government to reduce costs, McIntosh said. But the global increase in fuel prices means the raw materials are staring to incrementally climb each year. 44.4 lane km of roads rehabilitated. The increase to the sidewalk rehabilitation budget was offset by a reduction in the city's road rehabilitation budget from $5.95 million to $5.5 million. That $5.5 million amount was estimated by city staff to provide financial sustainability of the city's road infrastructure, McIntosh wrote in his report. In 2022, the city rehabilitated roughly 44.4 lane kilometers of roads in the city, 18.7 kilometers using the thin lift overlay method and 25.7 kilometers using the mill and overlay method. The thin lift overlay method means a 40 to 50 millimeters layer of asphalt is added to the existing roadway to treat minor surface deficiencies. In the mill and overlay method, the first 50 millimeters of the asphalt are removed and replaced, allowing the city to repair surface deficiencies without raising the road level. Pulverizing the asphalt and repaving is more effective at addressing major road deficiencies, McIntosh said, but is also more costly. Over the years, our preferred method has been the mill and fill, McIntosh said. It is the most bang for our buck.